So in this big one, I want
tea bags?
45 tea bags.
What?
And in this one, I want 20 tea bags. So do you know how to do it?
Yes.
My name is Marwan Ammar. I'm working on tea with my little army. Then I will go out and spread the mats on the ground, the white sheets, and then put dates on it. And then at this moment, they should be coming, like with breaking the food trays and this stuff. Then we start organizing them, counting them, know our inventory, and then we split like part for men and part for women, depending on how many men and women are expected. So, like minimum is 250 and may go to 450 maybe.
Once the sunset arrives and the prayer is announced, you eat a piece of date, water, because that's according to how the Prophet used to do it. My name is Maryam Saada. Most people get surprised that when you fast, it's not just from food, but it's also from water. The thing with fasting in Islam, you refrain yourself from food and water, but that's not the main idea. The main idea is to refrain yourself from bad habits and to develop good ones.
My name is Osman Sawadogo. I'm the Imam of Central Illinois Mosque and Islamic Center. The main reason for fasting, as mentioned in the Quran, so that we can learn self-restraint and God consciousness. We feel the hunger that a poor person can feel. For us, we're fasting by choice. Every night we have community iftar. Iftar is breaking our fast in community. We have community dinner. We had some program talking about Ramadan, the teachings of Ramadan.
Over a billion people in the world who literally do not have access to electricity, which is something that we take for granted every single day.
I am Adam Osman. I'm an assistant professor of economics at the University of Illinois. So my talk today was about sort of misconceptions related to global poverty. There's a lot of individuals who want to do good and want to give money and help the poor. But oftentimes we're worried about our money being used sort of inefficiently. And so, you know, giving people information about different ways in which they can help is always, I think, a way to encourage people to act on their better instincts.
I'm Mahua from India. I have come to attend the iftar party in a mosque. It's a different experience for me. Here we are seeing together everybody is breaking their fast and having food and so helpful, just wonderful.
It really brings us together as Muslims to see that we are all one people, we're all together. And it doesn't even have to be only Muslims. There are lots of, you know, friends from the communities that join us for iftar, and it's an amazing feeling.
واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين